And if you're in another time zone, you can leave a message on our answer phone, which is exactly what Matthew did.
Hi, Matthew calling from Sydney in Australia. And I have a question in regards to evaporation, and specifically the evaporation of solids. Now, that sounds like a strange question, but the reason I ask is because I have ice cube trays in my freezer, as I'm sure most people do, but I don't use them all that often. And when I come to get them out over, let's say, a few months' time, it seems to me that the level of the ice in the ice cube trays is much lower than when I filled them up with water maybe a month or two before. So my question is it possible that that ice is in fact evaporating slowly into the atmosphere of my freezer? Thank you.
Well, I wish I was there in Sydney, because although it's going into wintertime now, it's certainly a lot warmer than it is here. But this is a really good observation, and it's absolutely true. Your ice cubes will lose volume in your freezer over time. And the reason for this is, although they're frozen, and literally water molecules have been joined together to form ice, what actually is going on, if you could zoom in with a very powerful camera and watch the energy in ice, is that the ice is sharing out all the energy, even though there's a lot less of it because it's cold, amongst all the water molecules, and it's random. So every so often there'll be some water molecules that have enough energy to vibrate or escape their way free from the surface of the ice. And at the same time, others will rejoin onto the ice, and so this is what's called a dynamic equilibrium. But every so often, you'll get a molecule of water which will gain enough energy to spring off of an ice cube, and it might well form some ice elsewhere in the freezer, or just fall out of the door. So over time, where you've got a lot of something, water as ice, it will slowly diminish and shrink, and it will disappear. So it will deposit around the inside of the freezer, but because the freezer has the door open from time to time, you're going to be losing water as well that way. And some water goes in at the same time when you open the door if you've got a stuffy room. But basically, it's because there's a dynamic equilibrium going on, with some of the ice losing water molecules as they gain little bits of energy.
The same process actually happens in reverse to form ice, snow crisps, snowflakes. Because snowflakes are actually formed by, it's called sublimation, this process, water vapour sublimating to form ice crystals directly without going through a liquid, otherwise they'd be little balls. So they go straight to form ice crystals, and you actually get the beautiful crystals in snowflakes.
Good answer. Thanks, Dave. And thank you very much, Matthew, for a great question.